you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Chris.
And Maria from In This Moment, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
All right. Hey, this is Chris from Lamb of God, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hello, this is Tony Iommi, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is John Schaefer from Iced Earth, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Yes, this is Jim Brewer, and you're listening to Talking Metal!
Hi, this is Ian Hale from Judas Priest, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Vince Gill, you're rocking with Talking Metal!
Fucking A!
Everybody, this is Gilby Clark, and we're Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Phil Cohen from Def Leppard, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is John Five from Rob Zombie, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
The best hard rock, the best heavy metal, Talking Metal, a podcast hosted by Mark Striegel and John Astronomy, available through iTunes and most other podcast providers. Feel the power, feel the glory, TalkingMetal.com.
Welcome to Talking Metal. This is Mark Striegel checking in with you from actually my living room here, going directly into the laptop, recording directly into GarageBand. This is a first. Although we have used GarageBand to edit these podcasts, usually we don't record directly into them. So we'll see how it works out. Working with a new microphone, USB microphone. It's the Samson COIU. And hopefully this will allow me to do more podcasts from my home here. Of course, I'll still be hooking up with John as much as possible to do podcasts with him in Jersey City and in New York City. A few weeks back, we hooked up with OTEP, and she was kind enough to come on our live show, Talking Metal Live, which you can hear streaming on TalkingMetalLive.com. And, you know, I'm thinking of maybe doing more with that site, the Talking Metal Live site, maybe doing more live stuff, more exclusive streaming stuff on that site. You know, there is always content streaming on there, and it's, for the most part, content that you won't hear on the podcasts. Of course, the interviews that we do with bands and stuff, a lot of the time we do, you know, get those recorded during that live show, and then we'll put them in a podcast down the road, which is exactly what's happening today with OTEP. So don't forget about that, TalkingMetalLive.com. Check on in with it. Guys, we need you to absolutely tune in to Fuse on December 13th at 11 o'clock. Fuse has just been added to many Comcast cable systems. So if you didn't have Fuse and you have Comcast back when the show originally aired a few weeks ago, please do check your cable system, because you may now have Comcast, especially if you're in the North Jersey area or down in the shore area of New Jersey. Comcast has added Fuse in both of those locations, and I don't know what the status is with Comcast in California, because I know a lot of Comcast systems out there did not have Fuse. Comcast in Pennsylvania, or at least where my brother lives in Pennsylvania, has Fuse and has had it for a while. So just because you have Comcast doesn't mean you do not have Fuse. And again, a lot of Comcast systems, from what I'm told, told, have just added Fuse. So please check it out and please support us. We need you to tune in, even if you've already seen the show. Watch it again. Talking Metal on Fuse, coming back December 13th at 11 p.m. And it's the same show. It's a rerun. So let's give it a rating. Let's give it a rating. We appreciate your support. Let's get into some music right now. We're going to hear, actually, let's see. I'm looking at the CD here. OTEP CD. What's the single they were saying about? Oh, Confrontation. We're going to start it off with Confrontation. It's the fourth track on the CD. We're going to have it linked through our show notes today. Then we're going to get into an interview that John and I conducted with OTEP. And I think we'll end today's show with Eat the Children. So check it out, and please use those links and support OTEP. Big thanks to Barry for hooking us up with the interview. And big thanks to you guys for supporting us here on Talking Metal. All interviews are copyright 2007 by Talking Metal. All spoken dialogue 2007 by Talking Metal. Let's check it out. Confrontation. OTEP.
Silent.
To destruction in the haste sustaining me. Always safe or all in danger, drowning in atrocities. Riot gear, the slaves are here, piling corpses high. It's the rich man's war, but it's the poor that fight more. Capitalist crimes, more enemies and allies. No WMDs, who gives a fuck if they die? Just kill them all, watch them fall, skin the world with their lies. It's the rich man's war, but it's the poor that fight.
Astronomy. OTEP, are you on the line?
I am. Hi.
How you doing? This is John. We got Mark here. We got Bud Friendly. We got a bunch of friends, and we want to thank you for calling in tonight. You're out on tour somewhere in Illinois, I heard.
That's right. That's right. Thanks for having me, by the way. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I saw you guys back at Don Hills in New York City a long time ago. Do you remember that gig?
I do, yeah. Well, kind of. They all kind of run together, but New York always stands out to us. We love playing there.
Absolutely. Great gig. And you guys got a brand new album out called The Ascension. And we just definitely are psyched to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thanks very much. We're really proud of the new record. And having a lot of fun playing with on this tour in support of it. It's really cool.
And yeah. You guys made a new switch to a label, right? From Capitol to Koch?
Right, we were on Capitol Records for many years, and I guess their parent company EMI decided to get rid of everyone that worked for Capitol, and when that I saw my opportunity to get out from under them, and I took it, and luckily found an amazing label with Koch Records, and it's just been this short time that I've been with them has been more fulfilling than the entire time I ever spent on Capitol.
Great.
Cool. Now, the record came out, I guess, last week, and it has already been getting some great reviews. Now, do you guys pay attention to reviews? Is it something you guys eat up, or do you kind of just ignore those since reviews aren't always good, although they appear to be for this new record?
Normally, no, I try not to, because a lot of times critics, you know, people that are paid to read or write reviews about records, they don't necessarily have to listen to this genre of music or this type of music. that they're reviewing. So I try not to, but this album has been getting tremendous reviews, and we're very thankful, and it's very satisfying to read. I mean, we got 5 stars in Penthouse, you know, and I don't know if that's a great thing or a bad thing, but
I think it's great.
Yeah, and so do I. And but the what matters most to us is the reviews from the fans and the supporters of our music, and they've all been overwhelmingly positive, and we're very, very proud of that.
Cool. Now, are you out on the road right now with Hell Yeah?
Hell Yeah and Blood Simple, that's right.
Cool, cool. So do you have much interaction with Vinnie Paul?
I've met him a few times, sure. We talk whenever I see him out and about, sure. Security's always really tight on their tours, and so, you know, they try to make sure that he's, you know, they don't get any more crazies around him, but it's not necessary, you know. But the times that I've met him, he's an amazing guy, and he's very funny and very, very pleasant, and it's very cool to be on tour with him. I mean, the guy's a legend, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, we want to completely focus on the brand new record, but before we continue on with that, I wanted to get into some of the stuff that you're personally recognized for, and that is been your literary talents, and you've been featured on HBO before, and you've got an ebook out, and you do V-blogging and all that kind of stuff. How did you get involved in all that?
Well, I was actually a writer before I was the singer. I mean, that's what I wrote more than I sang. I don't know. I wasn't really employed or anything to do it, but I found my creative hungers satisfied most in the beginning through visual and literary creations. So I would write a lot, and I would draw and paint a lot. And so me returning to those elements is like going back home, because that's kind of where this all started. I started drawing when I was 2, and before I could even talk, I was painting. But my family was very poor, so they didn't have the means or really the interest in trying to find me a way to have those talents increased or even indulged. So I wasn't able to really do any of that until I was out on my own. No.
Now, where can people see and read the Little Sins book?
Well, Little Sins is now available in paperback on a site called lulu.com. And it's just lulu.com. And there's Little Sins, which I released a couple years ago. And then there's a new one called Caught Screaming, which is brand new. And it's I'm very proud of that one as well.
Excellent. Is that also on Lulu too?
Uh-huh. They're both there. Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool. Now, I was very impressed by your website, otep.com. It's just so nice to see a website that's just not a MySpace page. And you guys really obviously put a lot into this. Can you tell us a little bit about who designed it and the amazing artwork and stuff that's actually on the website?
I believe, the album on the artwork on the website comes from, the album artwork.
The album artwork, right? Which we've got right here, and I mean it's amazing. I mean the photography is great, and I just personally like going through all the photos. Plus, there's photos from different shows and other things, and I'm a web designer myself. So whenever I see a cool website that I know that I cannot do because I don't know the technology to do that, I get a little bit psyched.
The idea for the website itself, how the navigation, my idea based on this thing I had seen online called Zoom Quilt, and basically it was this coalition of artists who connected their work, each individual work, through this by zooming into the previous artist's picture. So you'd have one artist, you'd see their image, and then you could either use your mouse or your arrow keys to zoom into the picture. And as you're zooming into the picture, you go past, like you're actually entering the painting. And then you go into like I guess they'd put a tunnel or something in their work. Then you go through that tunnel, and then it empties out into another artist's work. And then it just keeps doing that, and it's this infinite loop of all these different worlds interconnected, and they called it a Zoom Quilt. And so when I saw that, I just thought, what an amazing experience it was, and I'd love to include it on our website. So I think our label, the people at Koch, they have their art department worked hard on the website, and we're very proud of it.
Very cool. I had a question for you, and I don't know if this is okay to bring up because it's about a past member, but I just ran into Scott Coogan a couple of days ago, and I was wondering, he's currently playing with Ace Frehley, and I was wondering what your experiences were like with him and if he's still a friend or if, you know, what's going on with that?
Yeah, Scott was a fill-in player for us in Europe. I mean, he wasn't really a member of the band. He just, the drummer at the time had broken his wrist, and so we needed so he was just I'm sorry, someone's talking to me while I'm on the phone.
No problem.
Forgive me. Anyway, he was just a session player, really, and he still remains a friend. I actually just saw him right before I left Los Angeles to come on tour, and we shook hands, and he invited me to his band's show, but I was going to be gone, so I couldn't see it. But he and I are still friends. He's a magnificent musician, and it was a real pleasure to play with him when we were in Europe.
Now, are you still friendly with Sharon Osbourne?
I am still, yes, I would say so. I haven't spoken to her in a long time, but in a few years now. But I would say she's still a very important mentor in my life.
Now, you guys did Ozfest a few times. There's always been this rumor that a lot of the bands pay to play on Ozfest. Is that something you guys had to shell out money to do? Or don't you want to get into that?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's well known that bands pay to play on Ozfest. They also take a large portion of your money. I mean, of your merch money as well. So the benefit of playing Ozfest is exposure. But they do make all the second stage bands for the most part, as far as I know, fork over quite a large portion of money.
Right, but it's just such a blast to be on the tour. I mean, just for us, we know from just hanging out that it's fun.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm not complaining. I'm just, you asked the question and I answered.
Right, no, absolutely.
Ozfest was a large part of our growth as a band. I mean, this was my first band ever. I'd never really performed in my life before, and our first real exposure to national audiences was, we went from playing, you know, in four shows, we got signed after only four shows in LA, on our sixth or seventh show as a band, we're playing in front of 25,000 people at Ozfest.
Amazing.
So we go from local shows playing to 50 people, to 300 people, to 25,000 people, all in a matter of about 6 months. You know, I love playing Ozfest. We've played it three times, two and a half times. We only did half the tour our first year, but we've played it in 2002 and 2004, and it's amazing. I mean, there's really nothing like walking out on that stage and playing in front of all those people. Plus, it's run so well. It's a very organized tour, and they take care of the bands completely.
Speaking of taking care of the bands, and I know we've been trying to have this as a serious interview, but I just got one off the wall question. On Ozfest, we know a few of the girls that have been on Ozfest in this moment, Lacuna Coil, and do you guys get a chance to take showers a separate place from the guys? I know everybody's laughing here right now, but it's a concern for me because I'm a musician, and if I'm on tour, I'm always concerned about the arrangements, you know?
Sure. No, yes, they do. They actually do have separate showers for, because they do, there's crew, there's ladies that work the crew.
Right.
As well, so they do have separate facilities for women. I do believe some of the boys were actually sneaking in.
Right. Well, I imagine that. Absolutely.
Dirty little buggers that they are, and trying to catch a glimpse of some of the girls. But overall, yeah, they do. We have separate facilities, separate restrooms, and separate showers, thankfully.
Very good. Cool.
Well, we know you have a show tonight, so we will let you go, and we want to get into some of the new music here. But could we possibly get a Talking Metal ID from you saying you're listening to Talking Metal?
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is OTEP, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Great, thank you. And what should we play for the Talking Metal listeners tonight?
I don't know. What do you guys like to play? Have you guys been listening to the new album at all? Or?
Yeah, I got it right in front of me. I mean, I like Eat the Children. Perfectly Flawed. I mean, like, just the record is cool. Like, Breed.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I guess, Eat the Children's great. No one really, you know, we got our three, I think the label has already designated singles without really even talking to me, but I think they're going with Confrontation. We've already done Ghost Flowers. It's the viral internet. I think they're going with Confrontation for the specialty metal shows, and then Breed for radio, something else, and then Perfectly Flawed later. But Eat the Children's one of my favorite songs. So
let's go with that one for Talking Metal, because that's the one that I was picking for the song. But we wanted to ask you what you wanted us to play. So
I love that one. Yeah, great
cool
selection.
Cool.
Well, Otep, thank you so much for joining us on Talking Metal, and have a great show tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Little baby, don't make a move. This is gonna hurt me.